This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Indians have gone from the bottom to the top over the course of 2 months. In early June, they trailed the Minnesota Twins by as many as 11.5 games in the American League Central Division. Now, they're in a pennant race. Terry, fans earlier this summer had all but written off this season, and it appeared the front office had too.
The big question was, were they going to trade all their good players for prospects and just pack it in? Terry Francona of the manager said something interesting the other day after one of the games that Carlos Santana won with the homer. And somebody asked him, isn't this a big game, a big win?
Yeah.
He goes, when we started so bad early in the year, we've been playing big games since June, trying to just get back into this thing.
So every game's been a big game.
It has been a huge game. And in some ways, you know, he's managed that way with a sense of desperation because his feeling was if this team didn't get turned around and start to win right now quickly, this was going to be ugly by the middle of July, and he didn't want that. You remember this about Terry Francona. He's never had a losing season since he was a rookie manager like with Philadelphia 100 years ago. You know, he
wow.
was at Boston for 8 years, winning record every year. Cleveland, he was going to have a winning record for a seventh year in a row. You know, I remember when he came here, people said, oh, you know, he's going to have a hard time or whatnot. And I always said, well, they're not going to spend a ton of money. But Terry Francona didn't come here to lose. But it has been remarkable to see this. What has been your favorite part of it?
My favorite part of it has been Carlos Santana.
Mm-hmm. Right. One of the things that they appreciate about Carlos Santana is, you know, he plays every day. He's a switch hitter. And he loves playing in Cleveland.
The pitching staff has been another fun thing about this season. They have used 12 different starting pitchers.
That was the thing Francona said early in the year was so hard for him. He goes, from day to day almost, I didn't know who my starter was going to be. Because the Indians are supposed to have the big five, Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, Carlos Carrasco, Mike Clevenger, Shane Bieber. And by middle of May, Kluber got hit by a line drive. His arm is broken. Clevenger made two starts, grabbed his back. He's out for quite a while. And there's something going on with Carrasco at that point. And all of a sudden, he comes down with leukemia. So this big rotation, the big five, was down to two guys, Bauer and Shane Bieber. And then they started just bringing up all these pitchers from the minors and kind of trying to get through it. Amanda, when you use 12 starting pitchers, you know what that usually means?
It means you got nothing.
You have no starting pitchers,
yeah.
Right? You're just, it is. I mean, the last time the Indians used 12 starting pitchers was like 2009. They won 65 games, they lost 97. That's what usually happens.
Yeah.
But this year, you know, they've been able to find different guys from the minors come up, like Adam Plutko's one, Aaron Civale, mm-hmm. you know, who the heck knew who he was.
Right.
And then you turn around, Zach Plesac,
yeah.
the star from Ball State, 12th round pick. Another thing Francona thought was interesting, he said, it's almost like our AAA teams and the big league team has merged into one team. He says, we've been running guys back and forth between those two spots, Columbus and Cleveland, to create this roster. But he said, that's what a team like Cleveland has to do because you're not going to go out in the middle of the season and bring in all these high-priced players. But you still can make a trade.
That brings us to the big trade. They did trade Trevor Bauer, the starting pitcher, to Cincinnati. And this was quite a shocker who they brought in.
It was because they brought in a guy, Yasiel Puig, who's a really good hitter. I was going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And then they brought in Franmil Reyes from San Diego, who is a young power hitter. And they brought in some prospects.
It's really been a good trade.
I think so, and it's going to continue to be that. Yeah, the Indians always have to be kind of bold on trading a guy before he leaves to get other young players to keep him coming in here. You know, the front office was savaged in the offseason. They allowed Cody Allen to leave and Andrew Miller to leave and Edwin Encarnacion to leave. Either traded these guys or allowed them to leave. And who did they bring in? Seemed like a bunch of nobodies. Well, you turn around, and right now this team is played much better than the team did a year ago. The big problem is that Minnesota's had a great season, too. So we have a real pennant race going here. You know, every game is a big game, which is so much fun. And, you know, they've got a manager who knows how to get a team into the playoffs, which Francona has done each of the last 3 years with the Indians. And he's done it 4 out of 6 years. Remember, with the Indians, how many guys say that? You have to kind of go back to Mike Hargrove in the 90s for that. This is not a guarantee they're going to beat the Twins, but they're going to have a good, strong finish.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about how the Browns are handling some recent off-field drama.